morning, fam. How are you guys doing?
Morning.
Great, thank you.
All right. So how are you feeling this morning? It's probably the second last day of work.
Well, can it be the last one?
No, not yet. We need to make sure that we're here for as long as possible so that we keep informing people. That's our job.
That's true.
Fair enough. I'm feeling okay.
Have you done any shopping?
No.
And that's because we all broke.
We got paid. We got paid last night. By the way, yesterday, and I'll tell you, this is how selfish human beings are. My little one contracted a bit of a cough over the weekend. So mom took her to the doctor to go get some meds. The doctor prescribed some meds, and then she said, I'm going to head to the mall. And I said, no. I said, send me the script because I know it's going to be an absolute mess.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know what, South Africans, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that you're not all hoarding the shopping centers. Prove me wrong that you're not all hoarding the pharmacies. I get that, guys.
Yeah.
Waiting time at Clicks Pharmacy.
45 minutes.
Longer. 58.
That's an hour, guys.
And now suddenly there's a long queue of about 20 people who need the flu vaccine. I'm like, God, do you think this flu vaccine is gonna save you from corona?
It's not.
Especially when you don't have the flu yourself. Why would you want those things? Because I feel like if you take those medicines while you are not even sick, you are going to get sick even more.
Yeah. No, I saw people were there. They were asking for Panado, and they were asking for Desperin, and then they were asking for Eno. And I was like, guys, I've got an actual situation here. I've got a toddler who's got a fever, who needs her meds.
Can you prioritize?
They didn't care.
No, they didn't. Selfish human beings.
It's really not nice. And I feel like now these pharmacies, and not just pharmacies, but also supermarkets, need to put plans in place where, you know, they prioritize people that actually need what they're there for.
Yeah.
And, you know, just restrict people from buying things that they don't need.
Yeah.
And also, like, tell them, this is enough. You can't buy this. You can't buy that.
Like, calm as a bleach. Like, I swear, if I was a pharmacist and you're there and you're like, sorry, where's the Panada? I'd be like, I'm mine. It's on my.
Can I just ask, these pharmacists, were they wearing masks?
They put up a line that prevented us from, but people are so stupid, people went under the line.
Of course.
So the pharmacist I saw took a step back, but the lady that was helping me, I said to her, here's the script on the phone, and I held my phone, but I kept it at a distance
and
so that she could see.
And she can't touch your phone.
Well, she didn't want to, so I kind of understood.
Yeah.
So I just showed her the phone, and then she says, all right, can you mail me the script? And I mailed the script and whatever, and then I showed her the medical aid card, and she was like, all right, cool, got it.
Yeah.
And she went and she got the meds, and she sorted me out.
All right. I'm happy that you got help, because really.
But it took me an hour to get help.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part about it, and I think it should be fixed.
And that's what they were saying, is that those who will need the care might not get it because people are selfish.
True.
People are there at Clicks buying wipes. Wipes for what?
For what?
Wipes for what?
To wipe the toilet seat.
No, at your house.
Yes.
You should be using Handy Andy, and your toilet should have been clean by now.
No, but it's not just me that uses it, you understand? And there are people that went there before I did. So maybe just to take precaution, I just wipe the...
All right, if you live in the same house as Bay, you walk into the house, you use hand sanitizer, your hands are nice and clean. Are you going to use those wipes again afterwards?
Yes.
You're wasting wipes.
I feel like I'm taking care of myself.
No.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, I feel like you're wasting wipes. If I feel like we live under the same household and we've lived under the same household for a while, we share them.
Yeah, true.
But we not share the COVID-19.
Yeah. And yesterday.
You can share gems, but not those ones.
Yo, yesterday when I got home from the pharmacy, like I had the meds in the packet. I ripped the packet open. I spilt the meds on the table. And I was like, guys, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm putting everything that I'm wearing into the wash.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And I put on the shower and I let it steam up.
Mm.
And then I jumped inside and I scrubbed myself and I blew my nose. And I was like, please, just so. Like, I can't. Like, not now. Please keep me safe.
I can have everything, but not corona.
But thank goodness there was no people coughing. But also I kept kind of like a distance.
Yeah, because you know that asymptomatic or what.
Yeah, I mean, also at the till, there's those sellotape lines that they've now put on the floor. People don't understand. You stand in one block, you leave a block. You stand in one block, you leave a block.
Yes.
This lady behind me, was her trolley was like ramming against my feet.
Ah, South Africans.
No, we don't like to keep our distance, do we?
Yeah.
All right, let's